This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. You're listening to the best of Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Ho, 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 bitches and bitchettes. That's right, I go by the name of Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, and especially for this time of year, a.k.a. Black Santa. Guess what we got in the sack for you guys, though? That's right, this show is going to be a Christmas special of the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. So we got something special. We're going to give you interviews from throughout the year of 2016 alongside some of the open mic specials we had as well. So some talented MCs, talented producers, and artists coming through to chit-chat about whatever they feel like. You know how we do over here. Please make sure you can sit back and enjoy. Grab a mince pie, you know, grab a cracker, pop that open, and keep the prezi for yourself if you have to. Just make sure you enjoy yourself and have a good 2017 as well, mother lovers. We'll see you then. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the best of Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
And we are joined right now by a fellow Queens native.
Queens.
It's all about Queens today. Welcome to the show, Pharoah Munch.
Yes. Indeed, man, indeed. Special guest. What's going on?
FUBAR, finally.
I know, the infamous.
In person. It's amazing, man.
But now, how does that feel, though, to know how the... I mean, what did Fife mean to you as a MC and you being another Queens native?
I mean, all of everything, the group in general, but for Fife, it showed me, like, integrity, where he came from in the group, and then where he rose to with that album as a lyricist and an integral part of the group. Like, without him, there is no tribe. So, and then he really stepped up to the plate with that album. And it balances, you know what I mean? So, all of that is special. So, like I said, the Butter record, and at the time when he said, "Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'd be doing us a really big favor." That hit me in the heart because it was really, really, really crazy in New York at the time.
Wow. And, like, I mean, in terms of, like, he's part of the fabric of Queens hip-hop, like you are as well, I'd say.
Definitely, definitely, man. That it hit me hard, you know. It's been a rough last 2 years in hip hop, but the Fife thing hit me hard. You know, we were all good with each other, but I went to the ceremony.
Yeah, how was that like?
I found a seat in the back and just watched and cried. You know, I didn't expect to be that emotional about it, but it was good. It was good tears too. You know,
a celebration of his life as opposed
exactly.
to.
It made me so happy to see the turnout, like, just to read about all the people who turned out for the tribute as well. It was just, like, awesome.
Yeah. It's great when the heroes can be celebrated properly with poetry and performances and stories and, you know, intellects who get up there and tell about the history of their careers. So it was real beautiful to see him honored in that way.
So dope to see that he's getting the street named after him too, right?
Crazy, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That brought a tear to my eye when I read about that yesterday. I was just like, oh my goodness. It's only right that these things happen and these people get acknowledged. You know,
Queens, we do things properly, you know. So we honor, you know, I don't know about the other boroughs.
Flag that flag. Fly that flag high, boy.
Grimy.
Yeah, for real. Queens is grimy.
But we'll get into some more Queens business and be chatting more with Pharoah Munch throughout the rest of the show. So hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We would love to hear from you today. And it was only correct that today's big up. Went out to Fife, you know. So let's hear something from Fife. We've got to do it right. So let's get into it. It's Sarah Love, Mike Stiggy. You're tuned into FUBAR.
Linden Boulevard, represent Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. The mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over.
brothers wanna flex. You're not Mad Cobra, MC Short and Black. There ain't no other, Trini born black like Nia Long's grandmother. Tipping Sade all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since B and D hot to a duck. The height of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a Tribe show and watch the three kids rip, rip.
Queens is in the house, represent, represent, zen. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zen. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a rev rent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zen. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicked like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers. Don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the dash. Venezuela on the pitch, curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked, just move while I latch it. Right, right. Now I must move with the quickness. Here comes Shaheed, so we must bear the witness.
A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent. Then the dog is scientific with the styles I invent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent. MCs like to meddle, but here's my proposition. I let my lyrics flow and jump your whole position. I'm radical with this, like the man as long as after. Tip, settle down, what's the reason for the laughter?
I really can't say, I guess I'll have to keep it crying. So much going on, people killing, people dying. But I won't dwell on that, I think I'll elevate my mental. Thanks for these bars on the Vico instrumental.
Yo, I'll take it back, I'm the Indian giver. MCs take notes as I stand and deliver. Percussion is a nest, D's wear the vest. While they dodging bullets, you should be dodging quests. Don't get me wrong, violence is not a forte. I just like to rhyme, kick the lyrics, skills like Pele. Tip educator, my rhymes are strictly taboo. Fill them with some fantasies and I'll look out like that.
Okay, I am recognizing that the voice inside my head is urging me to be myself and never follow someone else, because opinions are like voices. We all have a different console. Just clean out all of your ears, these are my views, and you will find that we revolutionize over the kick and the snare. The ghetto vocalist is on a statewide tier. Yeah. Soon to be the continent and then the freaking gold. There's room for it all as we mingle at the ball. We're all in competition cause it doesn't make one lazy or want. We gotta work hard, you know the damn part. Try to be the fattest is the level that we strive. Try to be the fattest also to stay alive.
Straight classic business, undeniable. So sending big shouts out to Five Dog, who's getting the street named after him. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, DJ Sarah Love, and
my Stiggy Mother Lovers. And we are joined by the one and only Farrah Monch.
Chit.
As well as DJ Cameron's over here.
Yo, you know what I mean?
Multi-talented Cam.
What's good?
Cameron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me up here.
It's lovely to see you. We're honored. And, you know, every week, I've got to send a shout out to Joker Star, tuned into the show as well. We're going to be seeing him very soon. Remember to send your messages out to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you guys. I know Mice had a special question for you, Monch, that he was.
Yeah, so I got to see you last night, man. You killed it.
Thank you. At
Boom Bap Festival. For those who missed out on Boom Bap Festival, you missed out on a lot. Yeah, well, we're not even going to go into that, yeah? Let's not.
Forgive me.
Yeah, let's not drag you down there. How did you find it, though, man? First of all, like you heard about it possibly being the last one ever.
Yeah.
And I remember you made a point about that as well on stage. Like, if you could break down what it meant, you know, what Boom Bap Festival festivals, man, like that mean to you.
I mean, I the vibes were good. The energy was good. I felt the spirit. You know, I try to make a connection with the crowd. But most of all, like, it's an official hip-hop, you know, festival. So I was on it to rock and I meant that from the bottom of my heart. So,
man, it felt like it, man. Yeah. You murdered it.
Yeah, thank
seriously.
You.
It's amazing because, like, this guy, I see you backstage and there's all this chaos going on. Like, Cameron, you know what I'm talking about. People running around here drunk out of their face. This guy's just here in some Zen mode, just like, oh, you know, like, almost levitating amongst all of this.
He's like, I got camera on, and he's going to shut it down.
Camera can do all the stressing. But you were with right Ezra there. Collected too, right?
Yeah, Ezra touched with us in no rehearsal. They just, serious. You know, because we've been rocking for a while, but, you know, they killed it and brought the energy. And I love rocking with them, you know what I mean? And Femi is, you know, he's on me. We need more rehearsals. He was like, yo, it could be tighter.
Man.
We got to get up with him.
That's the sign of someone good, though, always striving for perfection, you know? Shout out to Ezra Collective, boy.
Yes, and the FUBAR listeners should know by now that Ezra Collective are the live band. They have a bi-monthly residency right here on the show where they come and rock for us.
Live from the open mic.
Yeah, and it's live just performance. Been golden each time, man.
But I must say, I was disappointed at one thing.
What?
Farrah, you didn't do this tune.
I see. Okay, yeah, are you ready? Munch is quite hungry to hear this tune live.
You sit on your head till your head turn numb. And you jerk your penis till you start to
cry. Turn it up.
All alone in the crib, you know what I did? I gave myself a stranger too, I let off some kids.
Hey,
yourself a stranger. Have you got a stranger?
We need to hear that live, man.
I was trapping it before it was.
Yeah, it was even typing. Queens, baby, Queens.
Mm.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. But yeah, killed the performance last night, and apparently the whole festival was amazing. So
I was gutted that.
Shout to Ivan, shout to Jack, all the Boom Bap crew. Hopefully that weren't the last one, you know. We'll see though, we'll see.
We shall see. But right now is an important part of the show that every week Maestro has to get into the zone to bring it. Are you ready for this?
I have to investigate. I have to find out certain things just to help, you know, life expand. Human life has to expand somehow, some way. It's the only way we can do it. You can hit my music now, Sarah. You're damn right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe. We have a special guest up in here, the War Monkey. You're damn right. My name is Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Mysack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother. I was about to say lover, bitch.
Hey!
Yo, this week's investigation is courtesy of Boom Bap Festival. I'll tell you how it went down. I just landed, I just drove in, I managed, you know, I got there and I realized I hadn't got any accreditation or nothing, so.
You were well prepared.
Yeah, I was like, right, bruv, you need to radio Ivan or somebody and let them know that I'm here so I can get in. I'm in to perform. I don't even know what time I'm performing, but that's another story. As soon as I get in, I drive in, I see Sonny Jim with a Captain Morgan, a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Oh, no, Malbec.
Yeah, so, I technically drink driver. I parked up. But he's like, here, bro, take a sip of this. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, Boom Bap. This might be the last one. You know what I mean? I might as well drown my sorrows.
Start off on the right note.
Yeah. I started off on the right note, ended up on it. I don't even know what note it was on, but.
It was all a blur.
It was a blur, man. Mass Law had some kind of vodka. Dirty Dyke had some kind of, what was it called? This is how you know he's doing well.
We had a Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah, Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, my
Dirty
God.
Dirty Dyke had Patron, Coffee Patron. I was like, Coffee Patron. This is like, this is madness. Beers, flowing, cider. Obviously, you got to get your cider in, yeah? If you go to a festival, you got to make sure you got your cider in. Because, like, if you don't get that in, you're not really at a festival, right? All kind of drinks, this, that. And everybody's going to me, yo, what's going on later? What are you doing here? What's Rodney doing here? What's Skinny Man doing here? What's Black Twang doing here? They're not on the bill.
What is all this?
And I'm getting all these questions like this one asking this, who's going on where? I was like, brother, I don't even know. Drunk out of my mind. And the next minute, I knew.
So sorry, had you actually gotten into the festival yet? You were still in the car park.
Somewhere, like
there's not even sure.
An hour and a half is all a blur. I don't really know where I was or what was happening. But the next minute, I knew I had to jump on stage and perform. And I was like, and you know when you know when you're going to mess up when you say to people, yeah, I'm really drunk though, you know. I don't know how this is going to go. Before it goes down, you're like, ah, shit.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Let me just put this out there now. No. When I go out there, the first verse was a mess. I was like, all right, I'm just going to have to freestyle this and get my, you know, use the chorus to kind of sober up a little bit. But it had me pondering on the question, how the fuck do you sober up quick enough in a really drunk situation. So that's what I want to find out from my listeners out there, because I'm sure a lot of those FUBAR listeners I've got the antidote.
I'm feeling confident that FUBAR listeners have got answers to this as well.
Hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com on the email, or you can at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, DJ Sarah Love or Mice Diggy. And please let me know, what's the quickest way to sober up from a drunk situation?
So you didn't get any insights then that on the spot? I was trying.
Look, listen. There was a point I remember thinking, okay, cold, I'm probably going to be
water.
On.
Cold water.
What is that? Down the cold water, splash cold water.
Splash it all on your
shower. Yeah, I should have just got a bunch of bottles cold and just had a little shower right the back. I was pacing up and down. When I knew, I was like, shit, I'm going to come on after this tune. I was like, all right, let me pace up and down and see if there's some way that I can zenify. You know what I mean?
Purify.
Let me try and firebunch this situation right now. But it didn't work.
No.
It didn't work. So hit us up.
I was a little lit too when I hit the stage.
Is it?
But it wasn't noticeable, I'm sure, because you're such a professional.
It definitely wasn't. Definitely wasn't. Unless I was really that drunk that I thought, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, Bud killed it, man. With the band as well.
Well, you weren't that drunk during your set where you think you were killing it, but really...
Yeah, and that's the thing. That was the worst thing, is I actually felt like I messed up. I bombed. I was like, man, I didn't really... People going, yo, that was sick. Yeah, Shorty Bliss was like, yo, I filmed that, you know, you smashed me. And I was like, bruh.
Please don't.
Yeah. I was like, bruh, man, I was really drunk. No, you did well, though. It's like, okay, for someone that was really drunk, I did well. That boosts my confidence.
Shorty was there, too.
He missed out. Mr. Thing was there. Locke was there.
Got it. I'm genuinely gutted.
You missed Blade's performance.
Oh, yes, and that's like his first performance out of so-called retirement.
This show should be sponsored by Making Sarah Love Feel Bad for not being there yesterday.
Yeah. For real. Today's show is... I can't really provide much insight into... You know, I don't think I've ever actually had a hangover in my life.
No?
No.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't...
What type of DJ are you?
Yeah.
But I think also the South African genetics allows me to be able to tolerate a lot of alcohol.
Oh,
which
wow.
is dangerous.
Yeah, that is quite dangerous.
I said that about my Irish background.
Oh, definitely. You got Irish background. You lot could drink, boy.
God, that's
hard liquor as well, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, and South Africans too.
But the thing is, there are situations where you might need to sober up, you know, like people go on their little afternoon lunch or whatever, have one too many, you got to get back to work. What do you do?
Oh my gosh.
How do you
drinking
sort yourself out in half an hour?
Going back to work. People do that, isn't it?
Yeah, people do. Yep.
Yeah, see, I've not lived, man. I've not lived. I don't know, you just got to have a shock. You've just got a crazy shock, just the snap of adrenaline.
Someone said a black coffee and a slap in the face, a hard slap in the face.
The backhand.
Then a
back
cold
mixer.
Shower. Followed up by going back to the bar for another drink.
See, that's complicated, man. That's some complicated procedure. But yes, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Send your messages through for this week's Mice Investigation, which is...
What's the quickest way to sober up from a drunk situation? And I'm asking for a friend, by the way. This is all...
Oh, yeah.
Really me.
Yeah,
hi, Mum.
It's the life hacks. This is the science behind the life hacks that we provide.
I said that all out loud.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yes, hit us up. Get us on Twitter as well. And share the love, you know. People need the help out there. But first, let's get into some new music. Right now, we're joined by Farrah Monch. We're going to be chatting more with him shortly in the show. And, of course, the one and only Cam. Keep it locked to FUBAR.
Igniting fire to the idol. Spiteful red eye, wannabe DJs iron in your vinyl. White labels get torn up, fraudulent authors waterboarded. Coursing in main supporters, bringing out more restraining orders upon their idols or rivals. The inconsistent, submission division. Bait unofficial, flinging records like an Olympic discus. The winners collapsing, Valium gassing and iron stamp is the brand of a violent charity scam. What type of language is that? You don't track the Yeti backslash. T ain't cutting no slack for the whack DJs that burn wax. Your quickest hand to react in the musical experiments. A credit to your regiment. Every movement looks so effortless, truly infectious. Get your hands up to the atmosphere while I'm scratching out specimens. Surrogate spreading pestilence. Just up a fat meatloaf and smack a black emo trio. Crashing brand new Gran Torinos into Ram casinos. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate. Dealing with higher stakes like G.I. Jane. Signing up to the CIA. Legends of the Dex are especially non-expendable. So weapon show and Jasty, who's a record cut professional? Who is this man? Body, you need an exam.
I said it before.
G jazz tea, cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bringing skills to the battle.
Parasite. Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront. Sinister bigotry, speaking legalese. Relieving with CDs, mission incomplete, seeking for synergy. Stuck in the reason why you rap so corny category. Looking to fuck all horny stars in astro orgies. Make the crossfader shake up all you scum suckers. With painful crush aching ladies in their cunt crushers. Negotiation is not likely when the table leg I'm waving is making you drop nicely. Bodyguards and assassins, your buddies blasted to fragments of Dolly Parton fanatic. The man was partly ceramic, align my focus. Supply a notice of the diagnosis. Bolts of fire, fry the culprit via lightning voltage. While invoking zero tolerance for the occupants, no common sense or knowledge, obvious problems with insomnia. Shadow boxing on the decks with methodical droppings. Operatives delivering concoctions of tetrodotoxin. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate. Dealing with higher stakes like G.I.J. Signing up to the CIA. Legends of the decks are especially non-expendable. So weapons show and Jasty, who's the record cop official?
Check this bitch, shit, bitch.
Who is this man body in needle exams?
I said it before.
It's just he cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bring your skills to the battle.
Parasite. Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront.
Forefront. Check the fish, chip, bitch.
We ain't
playing.
Step back,
parasite.
Bringing skills to the battle.
Try again.
That was the sounds of Jazz T featuring Ransom Bad Bones. The track is called Legends on the Decks. It's from Jazz T's second album, Run the Changes. That's out now on Boot Records. Oh my God, you need to check out the open mic that we had Ransom Bad Bones on a few months ago alongside Reverie. That's one of my... I'm still not bored of watching that video yet. That's kind of crazy. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Me and Mice are taking care of you until 6 p.m. And we have some more crazy MCs coming through. We've got Freshers, that's Archer, Dre Styles, Scandoo's on the way. The one and only Chester P. We've got Phonetic coming through to the studio. Marv Radio. The open mic's going to be bananas, so you know you need to keep it locked.
Where else does this happen?
Do you know
and
what I'm
we've
saying?
Got the legend Farrah Munch right here in the building. DJ Cameron, what's going on here, man?
Just chilling, man. We're recovering from last night. Up a little late. Had a little extra whiskey after the.
Oh yeah, a little celebration.
Little
whiskey.
Celebration.
Yeah.
So we just recovering and. Feeling good, got a day off, so we at FUBAR Radio, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That is blessed, man.
So what, do you have any tips on how you sober up then? Being such a touring professional, I know you must have come on. How many years have you been touring now? Like, there's not many people who can have this amount of experience on their belt. I know you've got experience of sobering up too.
Yeah, I'm like, other. I just like slapped the shit out of myself. Really, like for real. I slapped myself a couple of times.
Oh, shit. I should have done that, man. I should have just slapped
you
the black
that.
Off my. Yeah, I should have slapped the black
and
out
then,
of
and then he comes knocks on my door. Wake up.
And slaps the shit out of you.
I don't answer.
You're like, no.
You know what's happening next.
Keep the curtains closed. And Cam, introduce to the people if they ain't familiar with who Cameron is. Like, how? Where might people know about you from?
Well, first and foremost, I come from the Public Enemy camp. And I had a group called Young Black Teenagers. We had a hit record called Tap the Bottle. I did 3 albums with the Bomb Squad. And I did a movie, House Party 2, with Kid and Play.
Oh, shit.
And crazy. I did a bunch of DJ things. I did all the cuts in the movie Juice. Cuts for Eric B and Rakim, Know the Ledge. Cuts for the Ice Cubes, America's Most Wanted. Cuts on P, Shut Them Down.
Shit.
Cuts on 3 of their albums. So yeah, I did a couple of things here and there. Now with Farrah Munch.
Royalty right there, boy. So you did GQ's cuts in Juice.
All of that is me.
Wow.
Read the credits at the end of the movie, I tell you.
Son.
Wow.
And read them credits.
And you did the cuts
I'm
for
just
the
saying, because dudes be hating. I go over here on the block, you're fronting. Read the credits.
Read the credits. Wow.
That's kind of crazy CV. Sorry, what you call resume? That's a crazy resume, Cam.
I guess.
America's Most Wanted. That's my favorite rap album, man. That's my favorite hip hop album. That's
crazy. That was a great album. We had Ice Cube in Long Island.
Wow.
Doing that, and it was great to just have him in the hood in Long Island, just vibing. Jeez. The tracks is crazy. All of that. Wow. I mean, my history with P.E. is crazy. The Slick Rick records, the LL records, all the P.E. joints, just being around them since I'm a young kid.
Mm.
I've seen a lot.
Yeah. Mm, that's a dope camp.
What have you seen? No.
Speaking of P.E., so, Bunch, you got a really good Chuck D impersonation, right?
Yeah.
Now, come on, man.
Hey, remember, this show is syndicated. This show is syndicated on
When
the
I heard
station.
It, I was like, what?
I heard the joint. I heard the record, and I was in the car. And a lot of times when I'm trying to figure out a vibe or a flow, I'll say other people's rhymes.
Oh, serious?
You know, I'll say some OC rhymes or some Mos Def rhymes or some Prince Po. And I just be trying to figure out what the vibe is, freestyling. And those rhymes came up. And I was like, yo, that would be dope if I, you know, did a tribute, did a cover.
Mm.
And I was like, it'll be whack if I just do it. So I gotta get in touch with Chuck and ask him.
First
of
all.
Because I wanted to do it, you know. So
wow,
he gave me the nod, and then I just was like, all right, I'm going to try to get the voice and everything.
But so. I'm sure you've been practicing that voice for years, being a Chuck fan.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
Did you get any feedback from him?
Oh, he loved the record. I sent it to him. As soon as I laid the verse, I sent it to him. He gave me the thumbs up.
Nice.
So that was a highlight, you know.
And there's not often where, I mean, you can probably count on one hand how many times people have done cover records in hip-hop.
Yeah.
I'm trying to even think of others.
Snoop did the Slick Rick record.
Yes,
over.
Yes, that is another dope one,
yeah,
actually.
That was really
I
good.
Think that's the only time you can do it is when you're just going to strictly finesse it. Like, that's the only time you can do a cover in hip-hop.
But then
you
I
definitely
think
did that with Pterodome.
Pun and Fat Joe with the deep cover.
Good
as
one.
Well. That was a big one.
In a way, I saw that as like a remix.
Yeah, it was there. They did the rhymes differently.
It was, yeah, it was kind of, But I mean, you could tell it was like a cover kind of nature.
We'll let you
it?
Off on that one, Mike.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It was a long weekend. No.
Hope you heard that, Mom.
Yes. So we're not going to get a live Chuck D impression courtesy of Pharrell.
Definitely not.
I might even have the instrumental.
Definitely not. But you doing that record, man, it didn't feel a way like. They're that legendary that you could cover of, you know, I didn't feel a way as a lyricist, like not, they're that legendary. So it felt right. I just wanted to say that.
Well, you pulled it off, man. Definitely. The voice was just like, oh shit, that's Chuck D.
But also to revive a track like that as well, because I'm sure there were probably lots of people who maybe they weren't that familiar with P.E.
That's
it's unfortunate to say, but
that's the thing about the culture, though. The record dropped and people were, you know, gravitated to that record, giving me props, and I'm like, you gotta hear the original, and they were like, what's the what?
Wow.
And I'm like, nah, you know, they're young, they did, you know,
hip-hop people,
so yeah, so I got to put them on, you know, to the original as well, and that's what it's about too. Because a lot of covers, a classic that we sample from, it's like four or five versions of them, and you're like, man, I didn't know they did a cover. I didn't know this was a remake of that or whatever. So that's cool too.
Speaking of sampling, I got to send a shout out to Junie Morrison, who's locked into the show. Have you heard of Junie Morrison before? He was one of the members of Ohio Players, so you know that's proper legendary business right there.
Wow.
So,
that's big, man.
Yeah, not to bait anyone up who sampled him or anything. But no, we love you, Junie.
Just
a thank
humble
you
brag
for the music.
Yeah.
But no, you have such a crazy catalog too. Like, and so I thought, and it's just so hard to pick songs from your catalog that
Listen.
I wanted to even play to. Day.
What? Top five. If Pharrell Munch is not in your top five of lyricists, then something's wrong with
bugging.
You. Yeah, something
you're
is wrong
bugging,
with you.
Yeah, you're sleeping.
Seriously, from day one. Like, it's amazing the amount of material you put out in terms of the creativity. Like, I've always wondered, when was the point when you were like, okay, I don't want to sound like anyone else. I want people to know this is me. This is how I do it.
Yeah, you start finding your voice, you know. Early on, I remember me and Prince really working at that.
Mm.
and us being able to recognize that we were very whack in the beginning. And realizing that and really being like, this is really whack. Mm. We got to go back and do this over. We got to get better.
That's greatness to know when you're whack.
Yeah, it's a skill to that. Mm. It is.
It's true, though, man.
It's a skill to that because some people don't know.
Yeah.
You really gotta look in the mirror and be like, okay.
I think a lot of people don't want to admit it to themselves.
Nah, it's hard to admit.
They just want to be famous, some of these people. There were some people's names I was going to mention.
Some of them should quit their day job.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were working on mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, with our DJ at the time. And we took it back, put it in the box, and we're listening back. And if it doesn't feel like, we wanted it to feel like the Park Jam MCs at the time who was killing it in Queens, and it just wasn't that good. So we were like, yeah, we got to work at this.
But yeah, skits as well. The Stranger skit, that was kind of bananas as well. And another, there's a really dope
that's
skit.
You know he's got a sense of humor, that, you know? You don't let off too much,
and
right?
And that's also what I love about your live show too, because it's like some straight hip-hop business with Boogie Blind on the turntables, that execution is like banana, you know, body tricks and everything, you know, the spitting the catalogue as well, and at the same time you make the whole crowd laugh. I've seen like the whole crowd belly laugh out of nowhere during your show as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's what a show should be. It should be who you are and what life is, and it's all not, you know, serious or political, soulful or whatever. It's a combination of all that. So I try to laugh. And when I'm happy, I try to smile. And a lot of, you know, a lot of rap dudes don't smile on stage.
Yeah,
you might lose your gangster status there on the streets, innit, if you smile too much on stage. That's what I heard.
But on your recent album, PTSD, there was a skit on there that I really liked as well. And the voice was mad familiar. It's this, the Dr. Pete skit. That voice was like mad familiar. I'll have to play it to you again with the mice if you don't remember it. Yeah, just like really rang a bell with something else that, we're into on the show too. But no, yeah.
We have to investigate this.
We are going to have, maybe we'll even play it later in the show.
Let's play it.
Speaking of PTSD, I thought it was only correct that we played something off that album right now. And this is a tune that, like, you know, because obviously people really know you well for Simon Says. Just some straight mosh pit business. Even just me as a DJ playing that in the club, people are like killing each other. And then at the show, it's just so exciting to see at the live show how people react to that as well. But to see you come with new material too that people are just like, too. So I was like, let's play something from PTSD right now that I've just seen go off all over the world. Right now, Mice Diggy and myself, Sarah Love, we're joined in the studio by the one and only DJ Cam and the legendary status, of course, Pharoah Monch. Let's get into some of this. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com.
Yeah. Okay. Totally intoxicated when he drove across the state line. Rapper gone insane. Story on Dateline. Lost his wits. Didn't take his meds. When they pulled him over, this is what he said.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Shut your mouth.
We'll be talking about Pharoah.
Mashing in that Aston Martin on the Verrazano Narrows. Greatest of all time in the latest apparel. 80s baby ladies craving on some Mercedes shit. Go tell your favorite rapper, eat a bag of baby dicks. They keep singing the same old song. I'ma bring them the pain for singing the name wrong. Got me going insane, I'm an actual gang. Who put these pussies on top? Putting out that pussy music. Call it pussy pop. Playing them pussy games. Suck the shit, fucking around, but they don't know just who they fucking with.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that group, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad motherfucker, man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that group, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
The best liar told a lie.
liars. The lie was so exciting that all the liars admired. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retired. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. They mad cause they can't stop me. Cause I said fuck swag, I got moxie. Lyrically ecstasy, I got that oxy. Cotton poppin', they can't carbon copy, you mock me. Rain, independent off the books. Off the chain, off the hinge, off the hooks. It's not a game, I'm not a rook. Y'all know the name, you love the look. Listen, who put these pussies on top? Putting out that pussy music, call it pussy pop. Playing them pussy games, suck the shit. Fucking around, but they don't know just who they fucking with. I'm a bad motherfucker, man. Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work, every verse is a verse. I'm a bad motherfucker, man. Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work, every verse is a verse. Universal, you know my circle.
It's always fun in hip hop having those tunes where you can beat each other up in a friendly kind of way. You know, it's like, I love you, but that's just like punch each other in the face.
Yeah, let me give you a black eye or two.
I normally just stand aside and spectate, but like mushing. Incite things, yeah. But yeah, no, that's a fun mushing, track. That was that fun to make?
Yeah. I just got back from Europe, as a matter of fact, and I wrote everything. And I especially wanted to record it because my voice was mad hoarse.
Mm.
And so you have to go into a lower register, kind of. That's why I put the Barry White.
The ladies love the Barry White.
Yeah.
And the Mysa Coos.
Damn right, they love the Mysac case.
Yeah, speaking of Mysac case has been investigating this week.
I've had a couple answers. Shout out to Paul Clark, a.k.a. Geeky Rat. He's on Twitter. He says, best cure for a hangover is Jeremy Kyle. He gets you so angry, you forget you was drunk to begin with. But it's not a hangover. People getting it twisted. I did investigate about the hangover before. Not that I'm an alcoholic or anything like that, but it's just because people ask me that, you know, and I want to give them the right answer. But what I'm talking about, Paul, is that there's a moment when you realize you might be a bit more drunk than you need to be in a certain situation. And in order to sober up, what the fuck do you do? Like, if you've only got half an hour to sober up, what do you do?
Maybe smoke a spliff.
No, but you see,
someone told me that's leveling it out, right?
No, so but you know, I realise that in the UK we have a phrase called having a whitey. And then when I told an American this, they were like, that sounds mad racist.
Fucked
up. I'm pretty sure you don't call it a whitey in America, but a whitey is like...
It's when you smoke like too much. There's a point where you're like, okay, you either need to puke or you just need to go and die for about 20 minutes somewhere.
You got moderation. Just a couple of tokes real quick, balance out, good money.
You hope.
Yo, that's veteran talk right there, man.
That's absolutely mad.
Cameron sounds like he knows what he's talking about when he's saying that.
That sounded mad experience.
All right, well
no,
someone
can go the wrong way as well.
Johnny Rebel's sister says a Mars bar and a Lucozade. I don't know if you
like
that.
Yeah, that's like I was gonna say in the US.
I
know Lucozade, we had that in Jamaica. Yeah. But in the US it's Gatorade or Powerade, but it's the same thing though. It's just you wanna hydrate, you wanna get the electrolytes.
Hold on, let me just Google what electrolytes means quite quick before I carry on the conversation. That's interesting.
That
so the glucose and all of that the isotopes, everything that basically, that's why when you're meant to have like something sugary or is that right? Then?
Yeah, I'm saying like my thing is when I'm drinking, you know what I'm saying? I don't play around. But yo,
careful now.
Every time I take a drink, I drink water right with it, like a shot, water, whatever. Just gotta keep hydrated because that's where you get. That's where the hangover comes because your brain is dehydrated.
Yeah, it gets all up in like, there. The alcohol goes up in there.
The pineal gland somewhere. Start pickling your pineal gland all of a sudden. Yeah.
What was his name? John Barnes. He was the one with the isotonic. Embarrassed with your body, George, with the Lucozade ad.
That's hilarious, man. Shout out to James in Ipswich. He says, I sobered up very quickly when I realised that I'd missed my train out of London back home and was stuck in London for the night. That makes sense. That would work out. That would work out.
That's like survival mode.
He definitely slapped himself in the face a few times after that, boy.
He's like, okay, I need to be on guard.
He's just like, okay, which bench should I try and make comfortable
make
in?
Home for the night. Yeah. But yes, hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch with us today. We're taking care of you with that hip hop goodness through till 6 p.m. Coming up very soon, we're going to be speaking to Freshers.
Yep.
They're going to be in the studio. That's a London-based hip-hop collective of MCs and producers, and they're going to be giving us the whole rundown later on in the show. We've got Chester P coming through, Phonetic, and right now we're joined by the one and only Pharoah Monch. I've got to say, Pharoah, we've been playing a tune that you did recently for like the last 3 weeks straight, and I think we're going to have to actually play it again today. This was the record you did with Afro and Marco Polo.
Yeah. Those are my people. Marco is my man. Marco produced on the last couple of albums, and Afro, I just love his spirit.
Mm.
18 years old, he's coming up. He's cut from that cloth, and he's a lyricist. So,
We were really wondering the other week, like, if you had heard his verse before you wrote your verse.
Yeah. I heard it.
You see the big swell? It's like, yeah, he has to. It's like, I was like, this is Pharoah. Yeah, I ain't gonna let him stop editing this shit.
Last week on the show, we had DJ Moonlock at Jurassic 5, and we were discussing, like, Afro was like, I better really come with the goodness, because if I'm on a track with Pharoah Monch, and then at the same time, we're like, Pharoah Monch isn't gonna get sunned by an 18 year old either.
I don't see it that way. Shout out to everybody who's shouting me out online and on the verse. But, you know, you got to take a different approach, you know what I'm saying, to balance the song out. So,
It's just amazing that both of you could do that, you know. To be able to. Anyway, let's listen
Afro
to the track, man.
He killed it.
You know what I nearly forgot, though, is this one of my favorite interludes from the PTSD album that Mice Needs a Reminder of. The voice is like mad familiar to me, yeah. But I thought, before we get into the Afro track, this is the interlude from the PTSD album. Let's drop this for the people.
Recently, my life's been so limited and restricted from doing even simple things like going outside and playing with my children. Of late, I've had to resort to using my rescue inhaler over 3 times a day.
Take advantage of the great outdoors. Take control of your life again with Zerithromycin Pluralis steroid inhalers. Side effects of Zerithromycin Pluralis can include bleeding gums, minor skin rash, increased bowel dysfunction, decreased sex drive, impaired circulation, loss of vision and or hearing, heart attack, stomach infection, heart failure, lung dysfunction, and infrequently death in patients over 16. If your asthma does not improve after taking Zerithromycin Pluralis steroid inhaler, call your doctor.
Call your doctor.
Yo.
If this shit doesn't kill you, call your doctor.
Yeah. That is, like, it's good that you see those infomercials the same way we do. When we see them, we're like, what? Yeah. Like, death.
Mm-hmm.
Or death.
But that voice does sound mad familiar. I still can't put... It's not Jeremy Paxman, but it
it sounds like not Jeremy Paxman.
It did kind of sound
like
that.
Yeah, it sounds like the FUBAR dude, whoever that dude is.
I'm not entirely sure.
Sam Lavin, nice diggy. I can't even do it. I sound like Jeremy Carl, man. What the hell is going on?
I was going to say, Jeremy Carl makes you want to start a mosh pit.
Yeah, like, or watch He-Man. He makes you want to watch He-Man because he sounds like Skeletor. That's
He-Man, wow.
He-Man, serious.
This guy sounds like Skeletor. Do you remember Skeletor? He-Man, yeah, that's he's on TV. That's how he sounds. Look, Google Jeremy Carl. You'd be like, what the hell? He's the voice of Skeletor. He must have been.
I've got to say, I've had Munch do a pretty mean UK accent before.
I think you
should do the rest of the show in your UK voice. I think that has to happen. People need to know about this. It's special. But yes, right now, myself, Sarah Love, and my Siggy are joined by DJ Cam and Pharoah Monch. Let's hit the party, people, with this illness from Afro and Marco Polo EP. This track is called Swarm, featuring Pharoah. We've got so much coming up for you guys, so keep it locked to FUBAR.
The mass murderer. Mass murderer.
Afro the kid.
Native American land, savior with lasers and anger and banging pace in the change of a shaken arrogant stand, shaping the lyrics and stabbing your face with hangers and mask and tape. I laugh and jab at the wrath of pain and merit to grasp. Slash guitar, ask it all, bomb making, planning drops. I'm saying all Ray is rougher than Macklemore. Travel faster, laughter, axe, a rapper, snap a track, an apple, half a nappy, had an Adam's apple, had venereo. Every tackle, shackled, factual pack of jack and knack of sack and stacking jackals. Afro is the head of rap hysteria. They say I'm gibberish, I did it on purpose. Lifted innocence from the virgin who went to the church's tips to the waitress, sit to the mix and then the shift of the matrix. Iggy Azalea, your frog face look like Marlo Wayans on his worst day. Spray painted, tainted, verse slayed, earned wage from Vern Ernest, heard it from the grave.
I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore, we swore.
Sicker than Mr. Robot, Anakin Skywalking, Anima Animal on the mic, Cannibal Cyborg protesting, fighting for his mechanical rights, publishing in my fucking mechanical rights. Swarm, West African killer bee abilities, a martyr with modern day smart bombs, armed with Kevlar, body armor, that's a part of my particle melting artillery. Kidnap the president's daughters without a plan, blah, clap at the Ku Klux Klan and hack Hillary. And all this while I was getting head service from my personal server. Shit, she should not have been on her personal server. Cherry picking, licking nipples, playing Contra with Jane Fonda. Now that's a triple entendre. Pharaoh, I actually mastered the supernatural. Strike you out like statue, then I'll clap at you in a tabernacle. Crack a statue, rapping Matthews backwards if you're attacking Afro. Hijack a crack, a jackass and a ransom if he's asking for cash flow. Fascist radical bastard with a beard who be casted as cash flow. Attack any assassin with a spear and put my ashes out on these assholes. You gotta be kidding me, you're forbidden to battle the god when he got a gas mask on.
We swore, we swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Pharaoh on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore.
To the best of Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
That is the sound of our first guest of the show, one of my favourite MCs operating in the UK right now, one and only Ransom Bad Boy.
What's going on? Live from the North London staircases.
It's so lovely to have you here.
What's going on, man?
After you absolutely ripped it last time you were here when you joined us for the open mic.
Yeah, that was good, man. That was nice.
Yeah, that was wicked.
Yeah.
That was bananas. What's been happening since then?
Just keeping it busy, man. Just working on new projects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're always working on something, innit?
Yeah,
like,
man.
A few things.
Yeah, if I don't get creative, man, I start to get... start to drift a bit. My energy starts to go places that it shouldn't be going.
Yeah, it keeps you on the streets, man. Keeps you safe. That's good to hear, boy.
Mm. So and what was your start in music? Like, were you ever involved in music before you were rapping?
Yeah, man. I grew up around all the good shit, man. My parents listen to good music, and
like, what's good music to you?
Funkadelics, Roger Troutman, James Brown. Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson,
go on forever,
man.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine Backbones doing the moonwalk now.
Do you know what it is? It's just...
with the mask on still.
Do you know what? I listen to that kind of stuff. It's studying, man. It just sharpens your own craft, really.
Mm.
And you understand music on a different depth, different level.
Even though it's not hip-hop?
No, but it's the origins of a lot of it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So why is that, like, because there's a lot of younger artists who they have no clue of anything that's like more than 10 years old.
Maybe a generation thing, or maybe just the circles room, because when I was younger I was around much older people, but you know, there's reasons for that. it's not the same for everyone, is it?
Yeah,
you get to be in them circles.
I think the same thing. I can relate to that. Like, I feel like most of the time it's usually people who had someone older teaching them, whether it be a brother or so their friend's brother. There's always someone older and you go, oh, you know, and you're lucky enough to understand music on a probably a deeper level than people that don't get that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, what's your musical, like, aspirations then? Like, for you, what is the kind of objective for you? For Ransom Bad Bones as an artist, like, are you just sort of like, yeah, I just want to make hits? Is there a message in particular that is that you are trying to articulate? Like, what's the...
It's a different message every time, I guess. If you look at something like Oscar the Slouch, you know, that's based on real life, but spoke about in a way where, you know, as a fictional character attached to it, you know, to not really incriminate, the truth in it.
The names are changed to protect
the innocent. Yeah.
But the message is there, nonetheless. Silver Surfer, that's completely different.
Mm.
But the message is there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to push my own creativity, man. Just challenge myself every time. So every time I make something like a new project, it's like the first thing. But it's always me, but different, you know?
Oh, I love that. That makes me happy.
That makes it more fun as well, right?
Makes it more interesting to the ear.
Yeah.
I find anyway, when I listen to certain people, that I can see they know the same science and apply it. Yeah,
but I love that concept. I want to challenge myself creatively, see how far you can push the... You know, push the boundaries.
Yeah,
I think that's the point, though, man. Because, you know, like, it's the same thing of, like, if you go and buy a table from IKEA now, you know that shit ain't really gonna last that long, because all it was made to do is just sell and make a bit of money. But
no, all it was made to do is to break up couples. That's what I was discussing. Like, how many relationships in the world have been destroyed because of IKEA?
We're putting up a bookshelf, like, they've two split up.
That's hilarious, it all started. Man. Oh my god, what happened? You're divorced.
Now let's be real though. IKEA instructions are fucked up. That little dude, what the fuck is he saying?
It's and
he's
intentional. Just
there. Yeah, he's like, obviously.
He's there to taunt you.
Look, you can see, but if you get a magnifying glass and look closely, you can see that I had some scissors in my hand.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
I showed you.
It's only when you look back, you go, oh fuck, he's got a screwdriver. Yeah, but
rather than admit that I didn't see that, I'm gonna divorce my wife.
Yeah. But to my point is that there are oak tree tables that are still standing. You know what I mean? Like, now, you might have had to pay a little bit more for them, but they were crafted. They were made in a way that was like, yo, this is me. For the next 2 years, don't bother me. I'm making this shit.
I'm a tree, okay?
I mean, like, the guy who made it. Like, I'm talking about the guy who made the table from the oak tree. He's like, they used to take years to make that shit. They didn't just, you know what I mean? They were there carving away. Someone's like, yo, bruv, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we could be out here on the farm. Do you know what I mean?
We could be chilling.
Yeah.
We could go to the
You're
farm.
Here for 2 years, like, carving at this fucking tree. Yeah, but now that tree's 400, 500 years later, people are spending money on that tree, you know what I mean? Because it was made in a way. Yeah, but that's my point, is that a lot of people just like, I just want to make music, and they just make it. 2 years later, that music's missing. But people like this guy, they're making music that lasts for 20 years later, people are going to listen back and go, fucking hell, I didn't realize he was talking, you know, still.
But that's also why I wanted to play 9 to 5, the first song of the show. If you missed the beginning of the show, hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. We had to play a track of yours, 9 to 5, and that was taken from the Welcome to the Dark Side mixtape. And it was just like, I was listening to it yesterday, and I was just like, this is so bananas!
Yeah, I like that shit, man. That's like that's off the first thing I ever did, right?
Yeah,
that's the first thing I ever put out.
The part one, the volume one, yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice to listen back to stuff like that. When I listen back to stuff like that, hear how you've progressed, if you've progressed. Unless you've kept on doing the same thing.
Yeah, but how did that project come together? Tell people, because a lot of people might not have heard of these projects. You say you had the Welcome to the Dark Side mixtape, you've had Oscar the Slouch, Silver Surfer. Those two were both out on Boot Records?
No, Silver Surfer is...
Just Silver Surfer,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But then how did Welcome to the Dark Side come together?
I think we're going back, man.
I know, because I couldn't believe how much time had flown. It still sounds fresh.
It was just stuff that... I just did a load of stuff. I did a load of stuff with Joe Spitz. I did a load of stuff with Harry Love. I did stuff over American Beat, stuff with Farmer G. And I just kind of just pieced it all together.
And it was like the introduction to the world
and
of
Harry
kind of
done his, Harry done his thing, put the finishing touches on there. That was it.
It was very fresh.
Yeah.
Very fresh. And you said the most recent release was Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
So what's the deal behind that? Who did you work with on that record?
Boot, Jazz T and Zygo made the beats. And that. Yeah, all the music. Yeah. Who else is on there? Features.
And have you got future collaborations with them?
Jest is on there. On the track with Jest.
Oh, he was performing this weekend.
Isn't Thingy on there as well? Kashmir.
Kashmir is on there, sorry. Yeah.
But as Kashmir as...
As Galactus, yeah.
Yeah, Galactus, yeah.
Well, speaking of Kashmir, actually, the next tune that I had loaded up to play for you was this brand new track from Strange You. Because when I came through to see you perform the other month at the High Focus thing, that was also Strange You were up there rocking.
Yeah.
You're feeling Strange You?
Yeah, man. I haven't really checked a lot of the stuff, man, because I don't really have time, man. I'm on my own shit, but I've heard little bits, man. I like the little bits I've been hearing still, man.
Yeah,
again, Kashmir is dope, man, from day one anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm loving him. And I like, again, just like pushing the creative boundary and just being yourself, being unique. That's the, you know, being yourself is the best thing you can offer all of us. So I thought, let's play this track now for the people from Strange You. But very soon you're going to perform a couple joints for us in the studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so we'll get in the deal from you about that too. And Mice is also going to quiz you about his investigation question. Of course, you can hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remind the people the question one more time, Mice.
Yo, the question is, how many of you I'm joking. Mice investigates. You have the power to get rid of anyone or anything in this world. Who or what would it be and why? Bitches and bitchettes. Let us know. hiphop@foodbarradio.com or you can tweet us at foodbarradio. Let's get into some music right about now, though.
Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache.
Hey yo, 12 little simians jumping upon the bed. One fell the fuck off, landed the bumped his head. His mother called the doctor, and this is what he said. Smoke dust to the ambulance, runs a red. Pandora, opening up the damn box. Dash a whale in the ocean like John Hancock. Damn, when he's finished grabbing his balls, he sat with a half a gram and some British amateur porn. He should really stand up, be a man and spark a nation. But his dick was titanium alloy with armor plating. Say he remained in the seat, calm and patient, trying to think about sandwiches, rats, Sarah Palin. On the street, rocking the dark halo, pay attention. He's skillfully dodging a Sharknado. They say it's quite pathetic for causing mega harm, but his brain is cybernetic like Schwarzenegger's arm. Skill of the man with golden meatballs will pop the eyes out of your skull like Total Recall. The grand sapient tasting the can, flavoring iller than Jean-Claude Van punching a damn alien.
No. Tried shooting at the bulletproof mustache, the bullet ricocheted and it crossed back, so fuck that. In the club, rest of my three Uzis, chopping the chick up in the bar with three boobies. In the stage to rock a mean crowd with a touch to make Burt Reynolds seem proud. I'm like, wow, he's got a bulletproof mustache.
He plans to invade the cesspool planet in 9-3. We'll land it to find me. Long tour, Sally Yon, practicing Tai Chi. Calm like a Hindu cow. Look what you've got yourselves into now. I train for hours in the rain, in picturesque mountainous terrain. 60 reps in a set, smoking cigarettes in a vest. With a boulder on me pigeon chest, left the whole city in a mess, to save a single damsel in distress. Neck and whiskey on me, build depressed. Angry at God, but I'm still the best man for the job. Fuck a president's blessing, I win quiet wars with deafening weapons. You'll die before the lion roars. Fuck the credits, I don't like awards. I save us all while you shine your swords. Teabag the mothership with fireballs. Then hit the ground like a crash landing. I'm the last man standing like Van Damme dancing. Raise the weapon, teach the alien race a lesson. Jesse Ventura, Tash, circa 87. Swinging a bat like Freddie Flintoff.
brain dead, lawn mowing limbs off, malnourished grandpa, karate chopping a mango into equal portions to feed the orphans. You want your planet saving, just ask the man with a bulletproof mustache. You want your planet saving, just ask the bulletproof mustache.
Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache.
You bulletproof mustache.
Bulletproof mustache. What is this bulletproof mustache? What are you talking about? Huh?
Featuring Lee Scott on that track. It's forthcoming from the album LP4080, and that's on High Focus Records. Ooh. You're locked into Fubar Radio.
And that's Strange You featuring Lee Scott, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I think there's going to be more goodies coming from them too. They got a bunch of cool videos as well that are definitely worth peeping. You're locked into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. Sorry, I forgot about that part there, because you know I'm so used to being the, you know, the ad lib man. I just come in. Hey, where's the? Is there a gap there? Yeah, yeah. So anyway, my mother-in-law. No, joke. Yeah, man. She voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. But we are joined by Ramson Bad Bones, man. One of my favorite MCs out of the UK.
Yes.
We're about to let you lot find out why, in case you don't know, mother lovers. It's a live performance right now. These are some new tracks, right?
No, it's just stuff that's already out there.
It's already out there. Yeah.
From which projects?
Oscar the Slouch and Silver Surfer.
So you ready to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
And Oscar the Slouch, that's on the High Focus label, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, let's do this, man. Let's get into this.
So this is called Desperation. It's Fubar Radio. Here it is with Ramson Bad Bones.
Desperation runs deep, especially flooding amongst the unclean. Running through November streets in the cold. Unappreciated folks don't know the meaning of broken. So this was the main reason I wrote this song. That's for the have-nots caught in the trap shop, carrying crack rock from bad block to bad block. The main options are shotting and chain robbing, or make profits from the drug game and inflate pockets. Bent and legless with no respect for their health, and no respect for much else, and no respect for themselves. Can't spell, can't write and can't read, while fueled with a heart for the greed to start beef. The dumb, deaf and blinded, one track minded in the sunset, grinding, looking for happiness but they just can't find it. Trying to build a reputation, now that's a form of desperation. Wasting away your education, now that's a form of desperation. Can't elevate a generation, you feel the sense of desperation.
Wow. Who produced that one, Bad Bones?
Charlie Mack produced that.
That was lovely.
It's a nice beat.
And where can people find that?
You can get that from me directly from my Bandcamp. You can get it from High Focus Records as well.
What's CD the Bandcamp link?
www.ramsonbadbones.bandcamp.com.
And that's strictly Bad Bones with an S. Spelling, yeah. Oh, with an S?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a Z.
It is.
Chan, chan, chan.
It got spelt wrong.
What, in the bank camp?
Yeah.
Bank camp.
Who have I got to shoot with that shit?
Who we got to go and take out?
Because you know that one. That's not me.
Loaded machine gun up. Yeah, right. Yeah, I heard that.
But no, here we're going to go with another track. This one is thanks to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm loving this so much. Let's do it. It's Ransom Bad Boys live in the Food Bar Radio studio.
Your herald has spoken, another planet's up for grabs. A yummy lunch or snack for Galactus with his stomach fat from each star he feeds. Take a seat, this ain't no R&B. Harmony spree, plastered with drama queens. Amnesia haze, getting bun up free to blaze. So keep away your fucking sneaky snakes. Eliminating data, manipulating matter. Cities ricochet and scatter, turn your race to batter. Baffle rappers like I'm cross-eyed but not blind. Lost time, stuck in the oven like chicken pot pies. Waking up, 6 o'clock on the dot. F you Nancy's, excuse my French, but it might just come in handy. It's the creme de la creme. Woo! The best of the best. Bionic women withering. The clip is chilling with suspense. The Silver Surfer contact reveals the worth of combat. Tag team with Galactus by verbal contract. Anytime I roll through the mistiness of space, I remember this was made possible. Thanks to you, I don't have to worry about cannons, bombs and railguns or man-made lasers in phase one. My slang speaks loud with a twang. Don't thank me. Thank the rappers on the beat. Sounding old like antiques. Dedication. Too much expectation leads to head inflations. Skull bashing vegetation on your dreaded nation. Men with cowgirl boots, the women made of plastic. Prancing up and down in garments that just ain't attractive. Ecosystems explode and blind your vision. Hero bigots try to lock me down in cryo prison. Turn away those worst made arrangements. Accelerating the basis of earth crust displacement. Spraying couples on the riverbank. Fuck you Nancy's, excuse my French, but it might just come in handy. It's the creme de la creme. The best of the best. Bionic women withering. The clip is chilling with suspense. The Silver Surfer contact reveals the worth of combat. Me here surveying your planet, you wouldn't want that. Anytime I roll through the mistiness of space, I remember this was made possible. Thanks to you, I don't have to worry about cannons, bombs and railguns or man-made lasers in phase one.
What?
This guy, you're taking the piss, man.
What?
Rap some bad bones, mother lovers. Yeah.
I wish I could rap like you. Isn't there like an app or something where I could just download the ability to rap and write like you?
Rap like you app. That's what you need, the rap,
yeah,
like,
rap
you
like you app, for real. My goodness, bad bones. Ripped it up there. Absolutely love it. Who would you say are like your biggest influences as a rapper?
Royce the 5'9,
yeah.
Pharrell Monch,
yeah.
Killer Priest,
ooh.
Redman. There's loads, man. Black Thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Crooked Eye.
Yeah, Crooked Eye.
Well, seeing as you said Black Thought and Pharrell Monch there, I think we might need to play you something special from them, just for you.
Who's your favourite mumble rap artist?
I don't know. I haven't really listened to enough of it.
No.
I'm going to go listen to some and then
get
back
inspired.
To you.
The thing is, you know who it is, but you just can't understand their name yet because you ain't deciphered the whole mumble rap thing. There's a whole... Adam, if you didn't know, there's like a whole scene of mumble rap, but you're actually most meant to understand what the fuck they're saying as well. You can't just look at it from the outside and think they're not saying anything. There's some real deep, thoughtful, progressive stuff that I've been hearing and getting down to while sipping cough medicine, you know, while I'm not ill. Yeah, so I'll just put that out there just in case you lot don't
just
know.
Just standard
that
weekend jugglings. Like, is that the technique you use, though? You just don't listen to, like, stuff that he feels outside the zone?
It's about quality control, really. It affects what you write and how you write.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I only listen to people that I look to, that I rate more than myself. Not like I rate myself, but it's about levels, innit? I know what level I'm at and where I'm trying to get, innit? So I only listen to those that are there and up.
Because what a wicked introduction to you, because I first got introduced to you was through Task Force.
Yeah.
And they've got to be one of the most credible, certified, like, ambassadors of just hip-hop in this country kind of thing. So really, that you couldn't wish for a better introduction to the scene than being ushered through with Chester and Farmer.
Yeah, not for real.
But, I mean, have they been a big an influence on your rapping style, you reckon?
Yeah. I mean... It's like different times, isn't it? Like when I first come up, when I was around them a lot, you know, probably more of an influence then. But as time's gone on, I kind of found my own path, my own path of progression, so I can just do my own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can hear it. If you listen to the early stuff, listen to my early stuff, you can hear remnants of them.
Yeah.
And kind of hear it a bit.
Yeah. And this is all just like further proof that North is best, isn't it? It's all about North London.
I don't know.
Task Force, Ransom.
Yeah, it just sounded like you said something about North is best, but I know that is just my mind playing tricks on me. It's the fucking cough syrup I've been sipping on, listening to bubble rap. I think London. You know what is really interesting? Like, I've been traveling around Europe and I didn't realize how much of an influence UK has. Not just even London, it's like UK on a whole. The culture in terms of from, you know, obviously the UK hip hop thing, but the grime thing, UK rap thing as well, dubstep, you know, all of that jungle and whatnot. I forgot how much of an influence we have on the rest of the world. And so it's interesting now, like I can play these people, all these different styles of like UK hip hop, you know, like the scene that we know.
Yeah.
And they're not realizing like, shit, man, there's levels to this whole shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
So it's interesting, man, but I don't know about the North.
We can get into that in another investigation on a future week.
I'm sure Rodney P would not agree with that as well. Okay.
Oh, yeah, damn. What's his name? Slick Rick, who's going to be in town next month. He's from South, isn't it? Damn. Anyway, it's all love. We're all in this together. Wherever you're from, it's not. It's where you're at.
Slick Rick, where is he? What, Kentish Town, isn't it?
No, he's from South. It's not Deptford, but I always say Deptford. It's
no,
like,
I mean, he's performing.
Yeah, for him, and he's going to be all across the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's one of my all-time... He's one of my earliest memories in life. It's Slick Rick, one of my earliest memories.
But if you're
going
to give guest list, give it to me. Don't, just because it's her favourite in life. Don't let her... I want to do some famous shit as well. Some famous ass shit. Like, backstage. At least spud him or some shit. I don't know. Like, something. Touch the eye patch.
They've got to get a smile with the teeth, with the fronts. I do secretly want some fronts.
Is it?
Yeah. So.
I'm surprised you ain't got none yet.
I think most people, they are surprised too. They're waiting for that next turn. But yeah, so let's see if we can get Slick Rick on the show. That would be a dream come true, my goodness. But Bad Bones, thank you so much for performing those tracks live for us in the studio. That was so lovely to hear it happen. When next are you out on the road? When next could people catch you?
Well, I'm going to be supporting Slick Rick 26th of November, I believe it is, Kentish Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another one the next day.
Brighton. No.
Bristol or somewhere like that. I'm going to be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I'm
looking
jealous,
forward
boy.
To it.
That's
well done,
be nice,
man.
Bro.
That's like bucket list for me to be able to support Slick Rick.
You
got to
come
goodness.
Back on after and let us know like if there really is an eye under there. You
jumping out the bushes, repping for the pushers. You fucking 50 pound hookers in the tuckers. Zoom, zigger, zang, have a butchers. 1-800 hustlers, the crew bring the motherfucking ruckus. I was born ready, I pour some more Henny. And when it's 420, I roll the strawberry. I'm on my grizzly out in Gotham City. I got you if you're trying to cop a 50, holler on the number, ring me. Shot liquor, tipping two bags in one swisher. Roll the long jigger, chunk till I'm mom killer. Oh yeah, shift the gear. Jumping out the German engineered in the waterproof weather wear. So jam with me two dimes and the fan with me. I'll be drinking mad Henny, holler when the lab's empty. I splash it on a stripper like it's Rack City. Cash strip me, damn Skippy, you know my steez.
Certain man on this Insta beef. 38 barrels spin full of plenty sweets. Bong, headshot make your chest pop or leg got. Riddled in Little Italy death plot. Man, the stress so real. It's death over spill. Oh, by death over deals, your folks are killed. Destroy when your folks should build. Arms house when all your folks chill. Man, they out here on that Instagram dugging. Forgetting who they are when they Instagram hustling. Test me, cousin. Niggas soft on some McLovin. Pull triggers. You running before the blood oozing from him. Nuff pussy olds holding on that nickel plated. Shell cases leave concave skulls excavating. Broad daylight shootouts like Jesse Dane did. Snatch a nigga life up like European. Slave shit.
Made the beat, now it's time to pen shit. Bold with the flow, cause I'm so distinctive. I'm still here, cause I'm so persistent. Let me make you aware I can go the distance. Yo, I'm about to go ballistic over beats with bang, spitting bars to injure. Arm to the head, to the leg dismembered. You're fucking with a pro that will beat you senseless. I've come too far to end it. I'm real talk, I don't do pretending. The God and Sunny Jim, I'm cold offending. I don't care any less if your name were mentioned. On the beats, I'm the one to really fuck about. Every day on the pads when I bang them out, bang them loud. Even at a show when I'm unannounced. Made a vow, after every verse, I'ma take a bow.
What makes you think I wouldn't pull whooping on a rap? I get it talking, shit is crack, I get it cooking. Jab, jab it for a hook, I got this one in the bag. 100 miles of running, ain't nobody starting nothing. When I'm on the mic with Michael Parkey drumming, snatching off that dookie doogie house up in a hoopty. 40 ounce up in a Uzi, quarter pound up in a bluesy. Should be dropping out the noggin, knock it off, I'm in the pocket. Get it popping off, who want it chopping? Cook it up and cop it like
somebody should've warned it. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just bring the tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix. Somebody should've warned it. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just bring the tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Hey, the mics are up.
Yeah, the mics are up, but that's how we do over here. Free Bar Radio, Mother Lovers. You are locked into the world's most dangerous crew. This is Sarah Love alongside Mice Diggy, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. I'm going to have my headphones over to Parky. I'm going to scratch my nuts, and then I'm going to take a deep breath and tell you, Mother Lovers, we're about to go into the open mic. We've got some special guests up in here. Like we said, we got Parky.
Yeah, man.
We have Ram.
Legends.
This is amazing to see Parky and Ram together. I ain't seen these two together.
Hear what you're saying.
You don't need to say that. They're listening to me already. We got Parky and Ram. I have not seen these guys together for probably at least 13, 14 years.
Goodness me.
Somewhere in the deep, dusty, grimy parts of West London, these two are together telling me they're going to put together an album and this and that. And this is the first time I kind of met properly. And then, yeah, I haven't seen these two together since then. So this is amazing to see. And then we've also got Zeps. What's going on, brother?
I'm visiting from the land of Brooklyn.
From the land of Brooklyn.
Using my radio voice, ladies and gentlemen.
So do you live in the UK?
No, I actually got booked for a festival in Oslo, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And I know...
And you got lost.
On your way home.
Luckily, I've been working with some really dope underground dudes out here.
Okay.
For some years, you know, Ali Suds.
Yeah, I
did a song with Il Moose Sporadic and Benediction.
Nice.
And, you know, so I know a lot of
so you've been
the
busy
E-Dub
then.
Fams.
I think I gave him a beat still, you know.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He's giving every. You might as well have given God a beat. God's probably freestyling
Benediction,
all your beats,
man,
right?
You better hurry up with
the best.
It.
Anyway, we're running out of time.
Let's do it.
So we're going to get into this open mic section where we like to make sure that the MCs do their thing. We've got a beat provided by Dead Ock from Styxmem. So shout out to Dead Ock.
Dope.
Parky, Ram, Zeps, you not ready?
Yeah,
man. Alright, let's do this, man. Food Bar Radio, open mic. Let us know if you need the headphones turned up or anything like that. You know what I mean? If you need a massage or something like
who's
that.
Who's going first?
I won't provide you with that.
Set it off, man. I'll come in after you.
Yeah.
Like old days.
Man, like Ram,
Bob Skankos. Yeah, man.
It's Food Bar Radio, it's
Michael
the open
Parkin,
mic.
Spark and Bun.
Yeah. This is for my pioneers and trendsetters, all my West brothers, Seth sellers in black Tims and leathers. They'll hold it down, making the ends meet in the center of the belly of the beast, pack a fleece for the heavy weather. Cause the report says a storm's coming, it's time to stand for something. Without a plan, you're nothing. I see rough man affronting, playing a role while I've been laying low, growing my joe, man, you know how it go. But now the plan's to blow, call this a re-emergence. Say, yo, fire in the hole, you know I flow with purpose. I got these motherfuckers looking nervous, cause by the time I bring the hook in, they'll be cooking burgers. You know my hunger supersize a brother, cause I'm inclined to blow your mind with every rhyme I utter. Always tight, even if I stutter. Jedi Knight on the mic, it's a light, strap another bomb, skunk off.
Make some noise for that, man.
Oh, man, that Ram.
Old school.
Jesus.
Let's go.
Parky, what are you saying, bro?
Ah, fuck it. Yo, I'm the truth from the booth to the stage, bitch. I'm underground like Pete in the basement.
on the beat, so you know that it's major. I'm with a speech, so I came with the favour. We eat hand to mouth, it's P without a doubt. Parkinson far from done, here to bang them out. Bunning skunk in your drum when your mum's around. Hold your tongue, we'll be sunned when I put it down. I don't fuck about, I say what I do. You're the other way round because you's a fool. I take them back to school, my class is in session. I don't need the tool, cause this mic is my weapon. With every bar I dead it, you can call the medics. If they offer help, they'll be the first to get it. Life from the horse's mouth, so you know I said it. The golden era is the sound what I'm representing. I forgot to mention, I'm what the ether. Cook the beef, spit the heat right through the speaker. I guess I'm too eager, still smoke the reefer. I love to rap while you spaz over Justin Bieber. Put you in a sleeper like Ted DiBiase. Good night, Betty Bye. I know you can't stop me. I know I sound cocky because I am probably. I'm on the grind when I rhyme, you know it ain't a hobby.
It ain't a hobby, you could catch me in a lobby using toothpaste. I'm in the UK for 2 days. Just kidding, that's not my accent, son. I'm from Brooklyn, kid. Check it out. Yeah, you see me cooking, kid. They laughing. And yeah, they laughing. I'm Latin. Came here from Manhattan. I'm never slacking. I'm Tedder stacking. I got the remote control, the air conditioning. Holy shit, you see me from here to Norway, to Switzerland, or Michigan. Oh my god, no bag of drugs, cause I got the flow. But I'm chilling here with Sarah Love and Mike Sticky. I'm type sicky like a white hippie. But I'm actually Puerto Rican, yo, I'm type crispy. Oh, you hear say woo like Tang. Check it out, I come through with the stupid slang. I got the microphone, I'm on FUBA radio. Crazy bro, and I'm thirsty, so I got the H2O. Agua, agua, spitting some palabras. And I gotta eat healthy, I get ensalada. But I'll be living it, freestyle, this is no written shit. Fuck it, after this I might go get some fish and chip.
Bobby Briggs, marijuana in my veins. Campaign to free its name, I love each and every strain. THC embedded and woven into my DNA. And as long as the joke's potent, I roll it and smoke it, mate. Can't wait to take some of my super lemon haze. All that big Buddha cheese, looking good, it could be couple keys. Hit the head shop, cop another dozen seeds. Blue slims, fresh greens, it's a swish of sweets. That's me, shopping list complete. Head to Portobello Road, the track to Lee and Alchemy. Catch up, head back to my flat, strap a fat one. Light that, draw that, until my head back done.
You want me to do one more?
Oh yeah, keep rolling, keep rolling.
I'm trying to think bars, man. Me and Ram was smoking before we came in, you know what I'm saying?
Working class, that.
Yo, I guess it's crunch time. I get straight to the point with no punchlines. On the beats, known for locking down the flows, B. With the force like I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. I still delve in the realm of five elements. I'm relevant and everything's back contains relevance. From the rap to the wax, it's imperative. I'm only dealing with facts and intelligence. I can't deal with the whack, I ain't repping it. I'm dead in it. If they got a mic, then I'm teching it.
Yes.
If the timing is right, it sounds effortless. But if I think that it's weak, I won't mess with it. Every bar's a belief in my testament. I'm blessing it like I was a priest that you're christening. I put the bars in repeat and went into it, so you know that it's P when you're listening.
It's me, I'm back, Sir Brovington. They're loving him, but I love my wife because she loves my government. My name, Orlando. I come through, I act like Marlon Brando in a Lambo. I'm just kidding, I like to mess around, change my voice. I don't care because you know I just make crazy noise, yo. Oh my god, my man is wearing some Adidas. That's some B-boy shit. You catch me eating cheeses, blessed like Jesus. In a church, every time the beat goes low, right there I wanna speak low. Soy de Puerto Rico, cooking with sofrito. Listen to how he goes, Boricua. Catch me wearing a pico, but I'm wearing some khaki pants. I'll kick it like Jackie Chan. This beard makes me look like a dude from freaking Pakistan, but I'm Puerto Rican. But I really wanna go to Amsterdam, and now it's time to get high by to the mic and pass it, man.
Yo, shout to Zeps, man.
Zeps.
All you MCs out there, if you want to get on the open mic, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com with open mic in the subject. All you producers, if you want to get a beat on here,
yeah, I will.
Make sure
you know that.
Send 1 minute snippets to hiphop@fubarradio.com with open mic beat in the subject. Who's next, man? Ram, yo, I know you got something else for us, bro, yeah, man. It ain't seen you in so long. Come
on. Yeah, he knows he's got bad bars, isn't it? He knows, isn't it?
Shit, Ram.
Hit us chamber.
One more. What are you saying, bro? All
right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to pull
yeah.
one out of the database.
With me doing all this rambling, I'm trying to help you out there. Don't listen to me, just do your thing.
Hayes Road, phrase to throw, you brace should know. The R to the A can flow, there's no question. I'm too old to be waiting a blow. I let fame dictate how I grow. Bro, you're jesting. That's a career course I couldn't endorse. I'm too Jedi, me, I'm using the force, trusting my feelings. Quick to spit, flame blaze the ceiling. It's like I feel hip-hop's pain, game's bleeding. So
rhyme ready for any rapper this evening. I can't relate to the crap these cats are speaking. It's time to bury your actor and clapper even. Ain't a real MC representing in this mainstream thing. I'm here to enforce microphone laws on these heathens. Kicking their doors, spool the evening. Foil and stop the plot to perform hip-hop treason. Bubba keep the art form breathing. Spit bars like CPR. Keep it pumping through the speaker. For me it's under nothing but leave star. From day one, sharp tongue, the real witty. Large lung with a half the bun that's real sticky. And yo, still with me, let me make this clear. I'm ill lyrically and filled to the brim with skill and ability. I'm unequivocally ahead of the game. I do it differently, remember the name, R-A-M.
Man like Ram, man.
This
remember,
is,
two halves.
You don't gotta understand. This is special right here. Yeah. Parky and Ram back together, boy.
Yo.
Check it. Yo, one more bar. Alright. Listen, it's the critically acclaimed. I did it how I read it. I ain't do it for the fame. I spit it how I live it. If you ever know the name, I ain't never had a lyric ever make me feel ashamed. No. See, I've done it for the change. Battling the odds with a family to raise. I'm fighting for the love with a job that won't pay. So I'm forcing out my bars, cause them bills just won't wait. But hey. I'm just trying to keep it lyrical. Find a lack of timing but defiant with the syllable. Really seeking guidance but I'm really feeling cynical. I'm sat up in my living room not knowing what the fuck to do. I ain't happy with the substitute. Proud of what I got and now I wanna feel comfortable. Death is never optional. Awaiting many obstacles. Upon the path I had to choose. Upon this path I had to choose. Yo, I'ma do what I'ma have to do. By any means, if it means I'm irrational. The P must be practical, the plan must be tactical. I wanna be a Huxtable, cause I ain't trying to play the fool. I'ma do, yo.
I'm talking about the real Huxtable.
The actual sure. idea, man. I don't drop nothing in no
yeah,
drinks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Are you trying to get Bill Cosby out of here, boy?
Yo.
Put a glass of water down. Zeps, you got one more?
One more, bruv.
One more.
Yo, one more, bruv. Yes, I got the rare skills. I'm a barbecue in the woods. Call me Bear Grylls. Get it, Bear Grylls. I come through now. I'm back to me. I just rapid see, maybe rapidly and speed it up. I come through and sip a daiquiri at Applebee's. And I don't care who's in back of me. You can check the faculty. I'm like a rhyme factory. But actually, you can see me with the sacketry like I was Japanese. But that's not racist. Higher like a spaceship. I will shapeshift like Mystique. I'm sick speech. Mystique from X-Men. Yeah, he's kind of like my best friend. Looks like my cousin. And then I bless them. The X-Men like Cyclops. Why not? Cause I'm hot. Scott Summers, the lines drop. Havoc, that's his brother. I come tragic with the magic. And he shoots me shit on his chest. And I blast it. Fubar Radio, that's it.
Hey, Zex, what do you know about Porcupine? What do you know about Porcupine?
Porcupine? With a torture rhyme? Because I think you said that it's performing time. A porcupine is an animal with a spike back. See, I'll hit you freaking with a spike back just like that. And I'll take your bicycle from the bike rack. And I don't care because you know I'm tight fat. Yeah, fat American.
What about embarrassing dads?
Embarrassing dads. Yo, check it out. I'll be an embarrassing dad because my wife's got a baby coming soon. I just said that. Yo, check it out. I'll come through freestyle straight off the head rack. I'll be rapping with my baby. Live periscopes and live. Facebook, I don't care because you know that's no surprise. Milk, diapers, me up in the cypher. I don't care because I'll calm down. I won't be so hyper.
Yo, Instagram. What about Instagram?
Instagram, the IG. Well, actually, I be shooting it into my veins like an IV because they stole shit from Snapchat. Oh my God, hold the button down. Video, flashback. What?
Boy.
They were like, you can do it. We can do it too. I don't know, but I just do stupid dudes. I'm a stupid dude. I'm just rumbling. I'm just mumbling and rambling.
All right, all right. Tell us about teleportation.
Teleportation is when you have a dumb face. You jump into a machine one place to another place. Like, beat me up, Scotty. Oh my God, I transport. You can see me with my backpack. That's my Jansport. I like hip-hop and dance hall. Oh my God, see, teleportation is when you maybe do some levitation and find a way to go from one other to space station and show you that you want to sizzle some eggs and bacon. That didn't make sense, but it's cool as a rhyme. It's cool as a rhyme. I do this all the time.
Thanks so much for that, man.
Thank you, guys, man. This is awesome.
I tried to sneak that in there because he asked for it earlier. He's like, man, I want you to throw me some words up.
No,
right,
thank
right.
you. I want to hear more about Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. Where in Puerto Rico are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, but my family's from Bayamón.
Bayamón!
Shouts to all my New Yorkans, because there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in New York that don't speak Spanish, that don't dance to salsa, but it's still in our blood.
Eat rice and beans, though.
Yeah. It's still in our blood. The island folk look at us funny. Like, look at the, they call us Puerto Ricans.
I'm full, baby.
That's
hilarious.
And what, share the links with people. How can they track you down? Like, what's out at the moment?
I'm going to go the Parky route and say Google, man.
Just Google, man.
Zeps.
ZEPS, man.
ZEPS.
You're going to see the footage. It's just floating around out there. I don't. If I list like three websites right now, you might not even remember the first one. So.
Yeah, but Google. The video, you were there rewinding.
I'm going to share the hell out of that.
Oh, wicked, yeah. Wicked.
I'm going to share the hell out of that.
Thanks for coming through,
thank
man.
Thank you
really
so much,
that,
Ram. This was awesome.
So you still on your way to Oslo? Or what's
tomorrow.
The
yeah.
Tomorrow. Good luck with the
tomorrow
show,
gigs,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Try to come back if you can, man.
I
if
shall,
you're back
bro.
On these sides of the world. Ram, how can we get hold of you, Ram? I know you're back on the scene now.
You
it
can't.
Sounds like you got a whole bunch of rhymes. What do you mean?
Basically, I found John Connor, man.
It's a
gun,
a ghost right now. Like, there's some of my old stuff is on SoundCloud. If you, I think it's Bob Skunkhouse. If you SoundCloud Bob Skunkhouse, there's some old stuff there. But new stuff's in the work. Yeah, this is just all in the pipeline, man. But when that's out, there'll be ways to get hold of me. But at the moment,
need to work on that. I need to just produce an album for him. That's
yeah, I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of catching up, boy. Because the other half is, you know what I mean?
I'm saying.
Parky
yeah.
Ram,
so
he's been grinding it out,
you know
boy.
What I mean? So it's time.
Look at that beard.
Oh, bro,
that's juices and berries from grinding out the forest, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You know. But I'm thank glad, you, thank
look
you.
Look at me, I'm struggling. I ain't gonna lie, I'm struggling to grow a beard. Look at me.
Nah.
Nah?
It's a different kind of look.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Nice way of putting it.
It's a different cut. You're pioneering a new look.
Yeah, I'm trying anyway. It's called the pepper grain.
Yeah, the
smooth.
Peppercorn.
Yeah, peppercorn.
The pepper
look.
Grain underneath.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for having my old self here again. And if you want to find me, Google me, Twitter, you can find the links on there. Or just Google me, myself, and Akai. Big shout out to CBM, all of the CBM crew. From Crept to Met to Mace, my wife, my kids. Who am I forgetting? There's one person I'm forgetting. Oh, yeah, the obvious person, Joker Star. Go and get Purple out now.
Yes, you know we've been supporting that heavy right here on the show. Every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Birthday Cake.
Yo, Sway, man, I can't even describe it, man. The situation was crazy, bruh. If I was a gorilla, I would say it was bananas, B. For real, the man just took over the whole situation, God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Can't understand a man if you ain't live what he lived. Coaches in the crib and got no food up in the fridge. Plus the crime running rampant and it's screwing up the kids. Sway, man, what kind of paradise is this? I just want my 40 acres and some cash on the wrist. But these snakes is trying to gather in the pit where you get the cotton mouth, plucking ashes off the clip. Off the rip, now a challenger exists. Any bulletproof shoot, what kind of caliber is this? Got thugs in the store with the barrel on your lips, saying nifty out the drug before you pound you with the grip, Lord. Who the call when no one obeys the law? And there ain't no Iron Man that can come and save us all. Power to the people and Luke Cage the cause. And the cops got it wrong, we don't think Cage involved. Look, dog, a hero never had one. I'm Freddie Tuck, Malcolm and Martin, this is the last one. I beg your pardon, somebody pulling a fast one. Now we got a hero for hire and he a black one. And bullet hole hoodies is the fashion. We in Harlem's paradise, delicate done. That I'm about to trade the mic for a magnum. Give up my life for Trayvon to have one. Yeah, cause this is bulletproof love. And you already know what a bulletproof does. So you can take it from a bulletproof dog. The hood got his back, dog, bulletproof love. The blood thicker than mud. And who am I to judge if you get a gun in the club? Cause you already know what a bulletproof does. When the hood got your back, dog, bulletproof loves. Yeah, shout out to Pop, R.I.P. my brother. Streets is crazy nowadays. People say we don't need another hero, but now we got one. Whether you like it or not, Luke Cage, please believe it, sir. The streets got your back. You already bulletproof love, baby.
To the best of Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Speaking of legends.
Yes, right now.
Living legends.
We're joined in the studio.
You know what I mean?
Blush, man.
Proper OG status.
Being the black man blush right about now. We have, hey, I'm telling you, people need to know about this guy. Funky DL, man.
Hey.
Legendary.
Hey, welcome.
MC really great producer. To be here, man.
How lovely to have you here.
I'm really, really happy to be here. All right, how are you?
I'm good. And we were trying to work out the last time we saw each other. Maybe it's like 1962 or something like that.
But a long time ago.
But there's, you know, you are a proper veteran of the UK team.
That's what they
say. Why do they say that, DL? For those who don't know,
he still looks mad young as well.
I was going to say, you haven't changed.
Fucking music keeps you young, innit?
It does.
Do you know what? It's funny because I get that a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do, man. Yeah.
You know, people can't believe my age, so...
The black don't crack. If black don't crack came in a jar... That face, his face should be on that shit, boy. Jesus, man.
Oh, man.
No, but what? So, for people who aren't familiar, break down for them. Because, you know, it's crazy when you think. I mean, we first met when I was working in the original Deal Real Record store, and that's like a whole other era to what, you know, the terrain of rap music now in the UK, of kind course, of thing. Yeah. So, for a lot of people who maybe they ain't familiar with the Funky DL, like, why? What is it that makes you a veteran? Why is it fair to call you a veteran? Like, give them the lowdown, man.
I think it's because I kind of steamrolled the game. Do you know what I mean? When I came out as an artist back in, I think, 95 is when my music started demoing on the radio.
Okay.
But it was like, it was just this very, very quick transition from a guy with demos to a guy with a deal.
Serious.
Winning mobile, you know, 95 was the first time anything of mine was played on the radio. By 97, my first album was out. I had won a mobile award for best hip hop act, you know, and I was suddenly starting to travel the world, you know, and then by the next year, I had done my second album. Been nominated for a Mobo again and again in 99, and so it was like,
and that was when Mobo's actually, you know, they had the credential of like, wow, you got a Mobo, like, now you go,
I got three nominations in a row consecutive, so it was, you know, things were just moving for me. But my whole thing was like, I'm always going to try and just keep consistent at making music, do you know what I'm saying? And so, and trying to keep the quality of the music up as well. So that became my thing. People kind of knew me for the guy who was always in the studio, always banging out releases, and just always trying to make it happen. And also for the fact that I didn't really care whether it was going to be with a label or without a label. Mm. It was always going to happen, what I was trying to do. So I think people started to really catch wind of my independent hustle as well. And, you know, me putting records out myself and just formulating my career myself, you know.
Because also you were one of these people where you were making the beats and you were doing the raps.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I started production. I started rhyming first. When I was probably about 9, I started writing poetry. By the time I was 11, 12, I started writing raps. By about 13, I started to mess around on a Casio keyboard at secondary school, trying to program a beat, but wondering why it doesn't sound anything like De La Soul's 3 Feet High Rise. And, you know, and learning, you know, my uncle was fortunate to have a studio, so I used to go there, but I couldn't quite grasp why these keyboards had these really clean sounds and I couldn't get the dirt. And then, you know, by the time I was 14, I was like, okay, so sampling, a sampler, and started to learn what that was all about.
Where did you find that out, though, around then? Like, because I always wonder, like, where do people find that? Like, a lot of the time it's like someone's older brother or their pops or
my uncle had a studio called In Your Face Studios based in Wanstead. So I used to go there when I was about 15, 16. I used to go there a lot. And he had the S1100 sampler.
Mm.
So I learned at a really young age how to use that sampler. So by the time I left school and I went onto a sound engineering course in Stamford Hill, and the teacher used to say, yeah, sit this one out because you already know this stuff, and let Rory have a go. I learned, you know, about the studio very quickly, and I was fortunate enough as well to have some contacts down at Battery Studios in Willesden Green. And although I never used that studio, they used to let me come up there on the weekends and just kind of sit in the studios and have a look around. And so... and I met, you know, a couple of engineers up there. I think I first met Shola Amma in Battery Studios. Yeah. So, yeah, that was when I was about 16 years old.
Wow.
So I just was fortunate to be around all the equipment for production at a very young age.
So how did you link up with all the hip-hop community in London then?
funnily enough, I knew, I had met Tim Westwood when I was about 14, because I did a gig, kind of my first public gig, which was, I think it was Roland Adams had been killed, and it was some kind of memorial type of event for him. So I met Tim Westwood there, and kind of kept in contact with him. But it wasn't until I actually sent a demo tape into 279 at Choice FM that he played it on his show. And then he called me up and said to come down. So I came down and I remember sitting
with
him.
This is 279 said that?
Yeah, he said to come down to his show. Funnily enough, it's when he played that music. I had previously sent the same music to Westwood. Mm. Westwood didn't play it, but then Westwood started to play it afterwards. You know, so
No shots fired.
But no, 279.
I like the fact that you had both of them in the palm of your hand there. That's not many people can say that.
No, but funnily enough, when I was sending my music to Westwood first because I knew him.
Yeah,
first.
he was obviously
there. But he was always saying to me, "You're not ready yet." Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. He's like, "You're not ready." But I was really young at the time, you know, 14, 15, making these demos. So by the time I hit 17, that's when I sent this demo called 1221 to DJ 279. And he played that, invited me up to the show, and I had been making these beats and recording them on DAT tapes. So numbers listen to the beats. Yeah. And he was just like, "Yo," and he brought me up on his show. I can't remember the exact date, but it was in October. 95, 17 years old, and it was the first appearance I had on the radio.
Wow. Yeah.
And whole it just kind other of era, man.
Spiraled from there.
That's crazy.
Because what's nuts is to think there are people who were active in rap in this country, they weren't even alive in 95.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to relate to getting something on a DAT tape.
And they look older than you as well.
And they look older than you. And they look older. Yeah, so it's a whole nother realm of consciousness, you know, of how just the whole game operates now. So how many albums have you done in total then?
It's a hard question to answer because, do you mean like...
Released.
Because you've done a lot of projects, side projects.
Yeah, because there's been projects that have been like remix albums to albums and like a Latin-style version to a particular album. Or So if we're going to talk about how many albums have I done in terms of new lyrics, new beats, just a studio album, this new album is my 15th.
Goodness
me. Fuck you. Oh,
man. Jesus. But if we're talking about remix albums, compilation albums.
Nah, don't even go there, man.
Yeah, because you're just sort of signing
the numbers
kind of
up there.
How many would that be? What's that?
It might be around
50s, 60s or something.
No, if we're including instrumental albums, it's around 60. Yeah, so.
And a lot of like, because the independent hustle like you're talking about, you were on that from early, like.
Yeah.
How did you get an idea of, okay, I could probably do all of this myself, put it out, promote it in the right way? Because I've seen loads of your material where I'm just like, shit, I didn't even know this. I didn't know that.
And
like, you're constantly churning out stuff.
All I did was, when I signed my first deal in 97, that deal was over in months. The record label dropped me because they said it was because they didn't have the authority to sign me in the first place in the UK. Everything had to be okayed in America, and it wasn't. So my first album came out through a label set up by the A&R guy of that record label, Almo Sounds. He went and set up Utmost Records. And when he set that label up, we put out my first album and worked on my second. But I just found that I wasn't seeing royalty statements on time, and I didn't really know what was going on, and I felt it was all a bit too
was
shady.
It a verbal signature or you actually
no we
signed?
Had a contract.
Oh wow,
we had a contract. So but what happened was I got my advance in 97, and I wasn't making any more money. So by the time I got to around January of 1999, it's probably down to my last $2,000 from the money I'd made back in 97. Wasn't seeing any money off the sales of my first album or from my second album. And
serious?
So I had a decision to make. And the decision was this. Do I let my last $2,000 fizzle out and be signed to this label? Or do I tell this label I'm out, irrespective of what the contract says? And that's what I did. I said, I'm bouncing. I'm out of here. And I used my last $2,000 to press a 12-inch. And what was so funny was that 12-inch sold, I can't remember how many units, but I made like $6,000-$7,000 off the first shipment. And so I'm like,
on top of the $2,000 you spent on it.
Yeah, so I'm like, how was I not getting any royalty statements? And he's saying that we're not selling. And the moment I do one myself, and that's where it all started. So
welcome to the shadiness of the music industry. Yeah,
exactly.
So it, like, so when you ended up doing that yourself, had you learnt then in terms of like distribution, pressing up, you know, vinyl, or was it vinyl or CDs
vinyl.
Then? Was that with working, you know, within the label, then you'd learn, okay, this is how I can do it and this is who I can go to? Or was it just a case of asking the right people? Or
I didn't have a clue what to do.
Back then, especially, being independent was, you know,
yeah,
I was like, okay, you're on the grind, you know, talking about people like Blade. I think he used to do the same thing, right? You'd send your material personally, like post everything out to everyone. So
yeah, I mean, what I used to do was, I just used to ask people, you know. I knew
do your research.
A guy named Tosh, who used to work at Jive Records, but
Tosh
used to work at, I think it's Vinyl Solution in Ladbroke Grove, prior to that, and I met him there again when I was a teenager. I used to go and just play him demos of me rhyming on a track called Quest Beats, and he was just like, oh, you got something, you know, and you know what, we kind of stay cool. So I used to phone up Tosh and a couple of other cats as well, and they just would tell me, listen, go take your record to stores, independent stores, take your record to exporters. And so that's what I started to do. Started to take my music to distributors and just turn up on the doorstep and say, I have this record. And at first, I didn't sell much, you know. Prior to that situation where I told you where I sold really good records, I did one record before called a Record Shop EP. This was while I was still at the label and they gave me permission to do it. So when I went round to the distributors, it didn't really sell that well. And I remember I was living with my dad at the time and I had all these records in the corridor and my dad was just like, when are you going to move these?
Oh, yeah, one of them ones. These cobwebs are not...
When I did the Triangular Rotations record, which is the record in the beginning of 99, which sold really well.
Yeah, that one blew up.
Then what happened was, like, the back catalogue started to sell, so the Record Shop EP ended up selling out, and then I ended up repressing it, and that sold out again. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was like just the exporters and the distributors that were taking. I didn't really know where the records were going until I got a call from a DJ or a producer in Japan who explained to me he'd been trying to get hold of me for ages, but was speaking to Utmost and they were never telling me
shit
what was going on. And
hating.
Yeah, and eventually the Japan thing took off.
But
and
that's
the whole thing about, you know, because remember there was a lot of talk in the scene, like, right, I just came from Japan, I see Funky DL's face on the front of a building.
He's like, Funky DL for president.
Yeah, so like, people were like, so there's this whole talk about there's a time when you were bigger than Jay-Z in Japan,
not
or some shit.
Not bigger than Jay-Z, because it depends on how you look at it, you see. And the thing is that statement kind of came out, and there's truth to it.
Yeah, like I think it's true because a Japanese person even said it to me. Like, yeah, there was a time we didn't really know who Jay-Z was, but we knew who fucking DL was.
There was a time when a lot of mainstream American artists were known in Japan, but not selling that well. So I'd come out with a record and they tell me, your record is pre-sold more than Nate Dogg and more than Jay-Z and more than, do you know what I'm saying? I remember someone at a label, I think it was Avex, said to me that the only artist from the States that really does the same kind of numbers that I was doing was Gangstar.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was the type of hip-hop that really sold more, do you know what I'm saying, that people were really interested in.
Aww.
So, you know, when I started coming up in Japan, the mainstream thing wasn't that. That came kind of later on.
Yeah, it came later on.
So, yeah, I was bigger than Jay-Z, but that's because...
Yeah, you tell them.
The taste.
Like, yeah,
the tastes were different.
Yeah, you know? And how many people can say that, bruv? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many people got that under their belt, man?
That's, you know, let me tell you something interesting. Let me tell you something interesting. This is what... Again, I don't know if this is true, but this is what a Japanese promoter told me. He said, DL, you are responsible for the jazzy hip-hop section in record stores in Japan.
Shit.
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, there was no jazzy hip-hop section before you started releasing. And I said, but what about De La, Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock? And he said, no, that was just hip-hop. He said, after you started releasing, they started to put a new section
saying
in.
Saying like, this is jazzy hip-hop.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So, apparently.
That's crazy, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but this guy's with done it some anyway. Shit, man. But that's the definition.
That's
some
famous
ass
shit
to
me.
That is some famous ass shit. Hashtag famous ass shit. No, but when we talk about like the hustle and grinding in hip-hop, I mean, that whole story there of how you've built your career, that really defines it. Do you know what I mean? And brings us up to now, where you're still putting out music because you've got this brand new album.
Yeah.
So is the album, it's called Autonomy.
Autonomy, yeah. Autonomy.
Is this out already?
This is out now.
Yeah, so
came out on Friday the 2nd of September, which is Friday just gone. So
and when was your last release before this one?
2012.
Okay, so a little gap. Not super.
Well, the thing
is,
I was studying. I went to university.
Oh, cool. What did you do?
I did a law degree.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of, I prioritized with that, but it didn't really stop me from making music because I was still releasing stuff while I was there, but my focus was just more on my degree. So when I finished my degree in 2014, I got back onto working on this album, bringing it up to speed, which is where we're at now.
So what, are you doing law by day and then music by night?
No, I just do music.
Oh, so what, did you just do it to have something, you know,
because I saw how the industry was going, you know, I went through a rocky period where, about 90% or 80% of my income came from physical product. So around 2007 onwards, when all of that started dying down,
the internet game,
I was kind of like, what am I going to do? Do you know what I'm saying? And I didn't see how it was going to come back. I didn't see how I could make up that deficit, not with downloads and not with streaming and so on and so forth. So, and I'm never really the guy that got booked for shows like quite a lot and all of that kind of stuff. So it was really about just saying to myself, you're getting older now, you know, think about something other than music. But at the same time, it was not wanting to be this one-dimensional human being who only ever did one thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all multifaceted. Yeah. And what, have you put this out yourself, this album?
This album, yeah. It's coming out on my... I deliberately said I'm not licensing it to anyone because it's called Autonomy. It's about self-governing. It's about self-control, self-determination. So I could have said, you know, let me do a deal here, let me do a deal there. But I said, nah. It's about ownership, and I'm going to retain ownership of this album and put it out myself and keep it.
I think it definitely plays into the Funky DL fans' desires. Like, what they would want to hear from Funky DL, I think that they're going to get that here. But it's still an evolution, you know.
Yeah.
The evolution has continued. But I want to play the people something from the album. This track is Judas. That's the tune. Like the smile on your face that pops
from
up there.
The authentic section. I'm going to ask you about that after this.
Okay.
Now we're joined in the studio by Funky DL. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Michael Parkinson on the show. And we also have our open mic very soon too. So keep it locked.
Jeans, a snapback mesh, clean fade under the cap, the shoes box fresh, smoking on a blunt head, eyes red, high as a kite, comes out mainly at night, so's green, brown and white, police pull him over, try and test his composure, it holds up, like a dude that's older, a soldier, he learned from them older dudes behind bars, who floss with fine cars, jewelry and bitches on the arm, taking pictures like no harm would ever come to these guards, they see that people get caught, but think they can beat the odds, they crazy, but back to Mr. Man, palm tight, fisted hand in the stairwell for 15 seconds, Instagram snap by them undercovers, tap by them other brothers. Nah, he ain't on the radar, mind like a razor. You can't feel his activity, he screensaver. His attitude is you are only what the streets make ya. Danger around every corner with the strangers. Call him on his cell phone, talking about they short a couple bucks. Can I pay a little later? Can I get it from my neighbor? Can I pay you with some labor? Why won't you do me this favor? I am a law customer, but they are only loyal to the drugs, not the hustler defiant to his moms.
and relying on his charm. So a giant stack of money's what he's holding in his palm. One day he sat and listened to Minister Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam, quoting from the Bible Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Open his eyes, you were gods, and all of you were children of the Most High. He thought about it, but stuck with the same old, just because he used to wear silver, but now his chain's gold. And he chose to walk this road. He's prepared to reap all the harvest from the seeds he sowed. Word. Couch surfing in his Nike TNs, watching James Brown classics Bank Holiday weekend. He's waiting for the contraband re-up, relies on his supplier to hire the clientele and make the high higher. No sign for him to retire, his bank balance on fire. He's inspired by Avon Barksdale from The Wire, a criminal, a crook, a felon, a law breaker, a get high maker, OD and a life taker. It's time for the wake up call, an opportunity presents itself to take up all of the community. He gotta put a stake up tall, there's no impunity, the big one, and if he get caught, there's no immunity. He steps back to think about it, second thoughts and he's doubted that he can get away without prison and overcrowded. 23-hour lockdown with a cellmate who got the runs, pants dropped down, peeling oranges to hide a stench without a window. Inmates looking for ass, acting like flamingos, waiting for some new meat so they could do their inside out. They wolf whistle, blow kisses, voguing and pouting. The guards acquiesce, dispensing with no less than a punch in the chest in the shower when fully dressed. This ain't the kind of future he looking for. Some changes will need to be implemented before it gets dangerous. Cause turning your life around from carrying a knife around, selling dope and killing your people ain't nothing hype about. Kids born addicted, being weaned off for morphine. Little brothers acting like the older ones at 14. Survival, they thinking they invincible like Michael, but even Michael was a victim of the vicious cycle. The streets are bone idle, suicidal, homicidal, when you play yourself like one of the disciples, Judas.
Funky DL, the track is Judas. Shouts out to Breeze, Cy Philly, Colin locked into the show, all saying big up DL. And Luke Keane, James Ott, Day Mine, all tuned into the show as well. Right now we're joined by the man himself, the UK vet, that is Funky DL. And that was a track off of your album Autonomy.
That's called right, Judas.
And it's Autonomy. I'm looking at the back of it. It's got in red Authentic, in green Jazz, in gold Soul, and in blue New Age. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you better go and look for that album. It's called Autonomy by Funky DL. I wanted to ask, so what is the, it seems like you broke it down into three, four quarters, Authentic, Jazz, Soul, New Age. So is the music in that section is more
geared towards that kind of vibe? I mean, this album is a sequel to my album The Fourth Quarter from 2007. Oh. So this is The Fourth Quarter too, but it's titled Autonomy. And like you said, it's the Authentic Quarter, the Jazz Quarter, the Soul Quarter, then the New Age Quarter. So the album kind of veers through those different styles of music while I'm, you know, lyrically speaking about autonomy and so on and so forth. So yeah.
So the New Age, is that something different than that we might not have heard from you?
New Age is more just, it's more space on the beats. Like it's some bit more airy, you know, a bit more kind of, just let the beat breathe a bit more, do you know what I'm saying? So, and sometimes with some kind of warped effects and stuff like that. So, it still falls, it's nothing out there, do you know what I'm saying? Still falls within the kind of benchmark of hip hop.
And so, what I wanted to ask you was, like, are you, because obviously, you know, through the years change, and, you know, a lot of producers I know, they're always like, oh, I need to get this, blah, 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 I need to get this, I need to get that. Are you still using the same equipment from, you know, the early noughties, or are you still like one of them, I need to upgrade, I need to get this or get that?
I'm using the same stuff. I'm using the Akai MPC 2000. Jeez. That's what I use, you know. I've never been a producer that says it's about the equipment. And although I know technology is so advanced, but I've just been like, it's about me. It's about my ability to come up with what I come up with. And the tools are just a vehicle for me to do that.
A lot of great producers say it's not what you use, it's how you use it.
Definitely.
And I think that's a prime example right there.
Definitely.
You're still on the 2000. When I keep hearing these mantles, bro, I've got to get a Renaissance 550, 678. I've got to get the plugins for the Right, bro, just make the fucking beat, man. This is like 7 years now. We still ain't got this shit done.
But tell people, what are the links so they can check out the music, okay, contact so you, everything?
To get the new album, you can get that on all good online retailers like Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Napster, Beatport, so on and so forth. If you want to get the music from Bandcamp, it's funkydl.bandcamp.com, and you can see my whole catalogue up there. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/funkydlofficial. You can reach me at there. And my Twitter is funkydlhiphop. So
lovely.
Reach out. You know, if you got any questions, lots of my fans always hit me up, and I do my best to answer everybody.
But it's so nice to have you here today with us.
It's so nice to
and
be
people
here.
Are so pleased to hear you on the show too. So we hope you can come back and join us again. But you're chilling for the rest of the show, right?
I'll be here.
Hey man, I hope you lot enjoyed the show. Please make sure we do hear from you again next year, right here on Fubar Radio. And from all of us, Merry Christmas, mother lovers. Oh yeah, and Happy New Year. How could I forget that?
Shit. Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah. Unity. Unity's what's missing. Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.